Alright, so before anything, why don't you reveal your age and what part of the band you play?
My band's called Transmit Now. I'm the lead singer, 24. That's kind of my role.
Alright. And I understand you guys have a new album coming out?
Yeah, we're putting out a new album. It looks as though it's going to be March, April of this year. I don't know if you're familiar with the website Kickstarter, but we did a Kickstarter project to fund a new record after we left our label in February. And we've kind of, our fans raised us over $11,000 to record the new record. We should have it out sometime. We're hoping for March for everybody that donated for our Kickstarter project, and then April for everybody else.
Okay, and you guys have been in the studio recording it?
Yeah, it's come together over really the last 6 months. We put out our debut record in May of 2010, and we toured on that to support it. At some point, late 2010, early last year, we basically parted ways with our record label. And it was really amicable and no bad blood in any way. We just were able to take our record with us, and we kind of reestablished ourselves and decided to kind of do it solo for the time being.
Okay.
So that's kind of how that all worked out. We've been recording basically ourselves in the studio for the last 4 or 5 months, just really, you know, writing as much as possible and fine-tuning songs as much as we can. We're really excited about the result. I think it's going to come out really good.
Okay. What can Transmit Now fans expect from this new album?
Definitely a growth from Downtown Merry-Go-Round. Downtown Merry-Go-Round, we're really proud of that record. We put our heart and soul into it. It was a long time coming. You know, they say you have your whole life to write your first record, and you have 6 months to write your second one. And I think that's pretty accurate. In our case, we basically, you know, Downtown Merry-Go-Round is like a mash of songs from like a five, six-year period. That finally got to come out, and the second record is a lot, all the songs were written in a lot quicker pace. It's definitely got a more, mature is the word, but not necessarily stripped down in any way. It's just the next evolution for our band. I feel like everybody who listens to it is gonna make perfect sense. Anybody who knew our first record is gonna go, oh, that's the next step for that band.
Okay. What was your mindset when you went into recording Downtown Merry-Go-Round?
Downtown Merry-Go-Round, we were so excited, you know, wide-eyed and excited. We'd gotten a record deal, and, you know, basically for us, it was like, we were we've been a band for a little while, and we decided we were all going to quit our jobs and just go be a band full time, throw caution to the wind like everybody told us not to do. And within a few months, we had a record deal, and we started making that record. Like I said, it was a longer process of we had accumulated so many songs over being a band for a few years before actually going to make a record. So writing for that. Was just a longer process, but it was exciting. It was definitely exciting. We were finally going to get a shot to actually, you know, to get out there and compete. That was a really exciting time for sure. So I feel like that's kind of conveyed in the music, you know.
Mhm. And I understand you guys shot a video for Let's Go Out Tonight, and you guys won a contest to make that happen?
We shot a video for the single, and then the single went MTVU has this competition called the Freshman 5.
your reaction when you found out you guys had won?
Oh man, we were absolutely elated. We were so excited. We couldn't believe it. We were like, this is fantastic. You know, anytime more people get to be exposed to your band, you know, the better. So we when we found out we were gonna win, we were just like, we were on cloud nine. It was fantastic. I had everybody calling me saying, you know, I can't believe it. Congratulations. And it was really neat to have people that were in college, because sometimes, you know, schools will play MTVU, like in the meal plan or the you know, just the student union, and people would call me and be like, you're on TV right now. So that was really cool.
What, could you describe what it was like shooting the video?
Sure, yeah. We did it in the summertime. Literally, it was May in Florida, and it was so hot, and it was a three-day shoot, and it was a pretty active shoot. So we were all over town. We were everywhere. Everywhere, all over Orlando, that week, and I just remember we filmed a band scene in my garage, and it was just unbelievable. Like, it was so scorching hot, that I think we literally had to get retouched up and toweled down like 15 times during the shoot. It was unreal. But it was a lot of fun. I feel like after the 3 days, we were so tired and exhausted and ready to be done with music videos. But it was a cool experience for sure.
And I understand you guys had played the Warped Tour before that.
Yeah, we had. That was actually our first gig. We won the Artie Ball Battle of the Bands back in 2008, and it gave us the chance to play Warped Tour, and it was awesome. It was our first gig ever, as Transmit Now, was at Warped Tour. So, you know, you grow up going to Warped Tour, so being able to play it was just, you know, was just awesome. So that was another hot one. I feel like all Florida experiences involve heat in some way. It was like 95 degrees. We couldn't imagine literally being on that tour all summer long, doing that day in and day out. But it was a really good experience, a really good like slap in the face, like, hey, you want to be a band, this is how crazy it's gonna be. And we welcomed it. It was great.
Out of all your favorite places to play, what would you consider your favorite city?
I love playing Atlanta.
I love playing Asheville, North Carolina. I love playing Knoxville, Tennessee. It's smaller, actually, besides Atlanta, but the smaller markets seem to have the more excitable fan base, because it's not every day a band's rolling through. And if you're from a big city, it's almost like you can go and, you know, you can go and see a band in and out of the week. But if you're from a smaller city, you can't necessarily do that. And it was really cool to you know, go to these smaller cities and have these, you know, just big badass rock clubs full of kids ready to roll. So those are probably my tops.
Okay. And what inspired you guys to begin playing music together?
Well, me and our guitar player Tony had been playing music together since we were like 12 or 13. We basically learned together and grew up together. And then me and Kevin and Greg met when we were in college, and it was really cool. I mean, we just all kind of had the same. When you're a musician, you'll find out a lot of times that dudes who want to be in a band don't want to put in a quarter of the work that it takes to actually make your band a success. You know, you go to a rock show and you see a slick show and you see a bunch of slick looking dudes, and you just don't even realize what goes on into making that happen. It's not effortless. It's not something you just wake up and just, you know, decide, yeah, I'm going to be a rock star. You know, give me a couple weeks. So to find four guys together collectively that understood what it was going to take and how much, you know, slugging it out was going to have to go into being in a band, and still wanted it and welcomed it was really cool.
How did you guys get the name Transmit Now as the name of the band?
We've made up a million stories for this, and I feel like on the second album we should just be truthful and tell the truth. If you Google interviews from our band and see what we've come up with, it's absolutely ridiculous. But the truth is, it means absolutely nothing. It's completely meaningless. It was just something that I think we were just kind of like spitting out words and those fit together and it seemed to fit the songs and we were like, yeah, let's do that. Picking a band name is so hard because you look at other people's bands and you go, okay, those names cool. They fit that band. But when you're trying to name your own band, everything sounds ridiculous. Everything sounds ridiculous. Like I can't imagine like going to my buddies and being like, guys, what do you think about calling our band Korn? You know what I mean? But like I look at, growing up, I'd look at Korn and I would go, man, that's an awesome band name. Like, no, it's a ridiculous band name, but it seems to fit the music. So I think it just kind of happened.
Okay. So who would you consider some of your own musical influences?
Me personally, I grew up idolizing this band called Silverchair that a lot of people in America have since forgotten about. They're from Australia. But they were they're really young. They're about 14, 15-year-old kids that had a really big single here in America. They've since continued to put out records, and they're fantastic. But when you're a kid and you're looking at somebody who's just not that much older than you having success, that really drove me. So I've always felt connection to that band. Newfound Glory, another band from Florida that I grew up idolizing. Loved that band. I love Michael Jackson. He was a huge influence on me. I don't necessarily know if you hear all of that when you listen to Transmit Now, but for me, all of that was there. Ozzy Osbourne was a huge influence on me. All that rock and roll and pop music just kind of, I feel like, made me into what I feel like we are today, which is kind of that split road between all of that.
Okay. Now I'm going to focus on some recent stuff you guys have worked on. Who came up with the idea for the Mad Lib song?
The Mad Lib song was basically just was just an idea that I brought to the guys at practice one day. I was like, guys, what do you think if we do, if we have each person write a line? Try to come up with as much awesome stuff for our Facebook to really stay in touch with our fans. Because I just feel like today, you can be forgotten so quickly with the amount of artists that are out there on the internet and the amount of content that you're being bombarded by. There's a new YouTube video, every day that somebody starts, virally sending around the internet. And so we try to do stupid stuff like that all the time to keep our fans, engaged with us. And I think I brought it to the guys and they thought that was ridiculous. They're like, that's retarded. And I was like, I also agree that is pretty ridiculous. So I tried it and it kind of worked. But it kind of didn't. So I don't know. I feel like I would do it again and maybe hone it in a little bit and say, like, let's stick within the confines of one specific subject.
Okay. And you guys released the song Marty McFly on your website. What inspired the lyrics to that song?
That's like straight up love of the 80s movies and my love, undying love for Back to the Future and Karate Kid. And all that kind of stuff. Song almost didn't happen. It was a different, it had a different chorus, but the verses were all very 80s themed. And the song just was really disjointed and it almost didn't make the final cut before we went to record it. And then right before, we went to record it, we kind of revised it and got this new chorus, and the song just kind of came to life. We always joke that a song almost didn't happen. It was, you know, we've probably written 40, 50 songs for this new record, and we've tossed so many songs, and we literally, that song could have been on the chopping block so easily. But thank God we kept working on it.
Okay. Where do you see Transmit now, 5 years from now?
Oh God. What I hope happens for Transit now and 5 years from now is I hope we're still a band, and I hope we're still, you know, making music, and I hope it's supporting us. You know, we don't seek to get rich all we want is to make a living and be happy, you know, being in a band, and I hope we can still continue to do that 5 years from now. That would be fantastic. So I got my fingers crossed for that. I feel like we've laid the groundwork here. Now we just need to keep pushing on.
Okay. What do you believe sets Transmit now apart from other bands?
I think that people can see that the music we make and the people we are pretty consistent. That there's really no, there's nobody pulling the strings with our band, telling us, you know, what we should do or how we should sound. And when you meet us, I feel like it all makes sense. People go, oh yeah, like, you know, I totally understand. Like you guys add up. And I think that's what people are going to see is the authenticity of what we do. We don't make deep, you know, serious music in any way that, I shouldn't say serious, I should say like, music that you literally have to like sit and listen to 8 times before you get it. The stuff we make is like, it's very straightforward, but we don't really try to hide that. So I think people will gravitate towards the fact that it is, our music is what it is, and I think people like that, the honesty of it.
Okay. What are your plans after you release your album?
I think we're hoping to go out and tour to support it. I know touring, you know, is becoming more and more difficult, for, you know, bands in the medium small category, just because, you know, it really, for rock and roll these days, it basically takes 7 bands on a bill to fill a room. That's why you'll see a lot of these bands going out with that many people on the bill. And a lot of times it's the same few, you know, bands that are recurringly going out together. We would love to be included in some of that. So we're hoping, we can get a few decent tours this year, to support the record. Cause that's all we want to do is be out there playing every night and meeting new people. Cause if people don't know we exist, and we're not gaining any ground here. So we just hope to be out there promoting it however we can. And even if it's staying at home and making stupid Mad Lib songs, you know, that's what we're going to do.
Okay. What's the most embarrassing song on your iPod?
Oh my God. I have so many. But like for me, honestly, I'm not that embarrassed. I have Hanson's first record on my iPod, and I'm not going to lie, I might regularly pop it on and take a listen. But I've come to, I'm not afraid to say that I've probably listened to Mbop like 45,000 times in my life. I have some NSYNC on there. I have some Backstreet. Was that as embarrassing as you were looking for? Because that's serious. That's seriously embarrassing.
That's to each his own.
Yeah.
And I guess before we wrap things up, any last mentions?
I just love everybody. If they have never heard of our band before, give us a shot. I think they'll really like, you know, what they hear. Our website is transmitnowmusic.com. They can go to facebook.com/transmitnow and check us out. And our new album is going to be out. It should be out in April of this year. And it's called 1955. And we're just about wrapped up recording it and can't wait to get it out there. So if you've never heard of us, give us a shot and